This is the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, three men arrested and charged in connection with a number of serious offenses. Prime Minister Mia Motley issues a stern warning against pay delays in the public service. Minister with the responsibility for culture provides a progress report on the recovery of archival material lost to fire. And the IMF says Haiti continues to struggle as security conditions worsen. Good morning. I'm Graham Vaughan. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service Criminal Investigations Department North has arrested and formally charged Mark Anderson Francis, 39 years of Yearwood Road, Mount Standfast, St. James, Jamali Maynard, 19 years of The Garden, St. James, and Demario Javon Francis, 19 years of Sion Hill, St. James. The three men were charged with criminal damage of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union on July 22, 2025. Mark Francis and Demario Francis were both charged with burglary of Jordan Supermarket Limited between the 24th and 25th of July and criminal damage of the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union between the 24th and 25th of July 2025. Mark Francis and Jamali Maynard are jointly charged with a burglary of Naughty HQ between 10th of July and 11th of July 2025, endangering life of Roger Grisha on November 8, 2025, and assault with intent to rob Roger Grisha on November 8, 2025. Jamali Maynard is charged with burglary of Collection Limited between the 23rd and 24th of October 2025, burglary of Bridgetown Duty Free between the 5th and 6th of November 2025, and use of a firearm on November 8, 2025. Mark Francis is also charged with aggravated burglary and use of a firearm on November 8, 2025. Jamali Maynard, Mark Francis, and Demario Francis appeared before Magistrate Wayne Clark in the Holtown Magistrate Court yesterday. They were not required to plead to the indictable offences and were remanded to the Barbados Prison Service, DODS. They are scheduled to reappear in court on Tuesday, 13th of January, 2026. Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley has issued a firm warning that delays in paying public workers are unacceptable. Speaking during debate on the Public Service Appointment Bill 2025 in the House of Assembly yesterday, Ms. Motley said while there is no fully functional human resources management information system, public officers must not suffer in the meantime.
My Ministry of the Public Service, the fact that we do not yet have a situation where the HR Management Information System is fully functional continues to be a major humbug for us. I anticipate that during 2026, this system will be functional. This is the duty of permanent secretaries and heads of departments and heads of agencies to also go out of their way, as we've said to them over and over. And if you have people who have not received their salaries, we all operate within the same functioning in Barbados. Pick up the phone, call the Ministry of Public Service, and get the requisite authorities prioritized. But the notion that any of us will preside over somebody not being paid 2 months, 3 months, 4 months is completely unacceptable.
Ms. Motley also added that government is moving to strengthen transparency under the Economic Diversification and Growth Bill amid public debate and private sector concerns. She noted she has listened carefully to the concerns raised and is satisfied that the bill already contains strong and transparent safeguards. However, she added that the private sector requested one additional measure which government is prepared to accommodate through regulations.
The private sector has asked for one more, which can be accommodated, and that is if the minister deviates for whatever reason from the advice from the advisory committee and, in fact, the National Growth Council, that he can and must lay his reasons for deviation in the House of Parliament, which we have no difficulty with, because 99% of the time, the minister is acting consistent with the recommendation that they've given. There are very few occasions where there's room for variation, but I'm not going to agree that equally that he should be a rubber stamp. So that the point of meeting their concerns and still giving the minister the right to be able to treat to these issues is that we lay in Parliament any deviation from the recommendations of the Advisory Committee or the National Growth Council.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with the Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, provided an update on the recovery of archival material lost to fire, outlining progress in the digitization of records and confirming that several recommendations to strengthen fire safety infrastructure have either been completed or are nearing completion. She was speaking on the sidelines of the cultural extravaganza hosted by the Division of Culture in the Prime Minister's office yesterday at the Barbados Museum and Historical Society.
I'm happy to report that early next year, we will be actually opening the site for the digitization at Newton, a really purpose-built site that is there. So I think that's one aspect of it. Also, when we did the report that was done independently on the fire, they did a number of recommendations in terms of what needed to be improved on the archive. Again, happy to report that we've completed all of those measures. We are right now, I think before the end of the first quarter, we should have the fire suppression system in as well. And all of the things that we needed to be able to do, repairs, everything like that, would have been completed. Also, that is something that we're working on as well. And just also the work just in terms of trying to, I'm going to call it, unearth some of those records that were destroyed, that were burnt, that we thought that were destroyed, continues. And right now, I can't say I have a count of how many, but we're making good progress in terms of those records.
She also announced that the Division of Culture has pledged to expand its support for creatives in 2026, signaling greater focus on developing opportunities within the sector.
The National Library Service, again, charged with the responsibility to be able to make sure that we lift up the literacy agenda alongside the Ministry of Education, yes. But again, we don't speak to the fact that we have libraries across Barbados. That according to our statistics, people are coming and increasingly so to the library. The library is providing a safe space for people, providing other services, including access to computers, access to internet, providing spaces for research, that the National Library Service has moved online, offering and opening up resources as well in a way that people can connect to them.
And now the announcement that the Division of Culture has pledged to expand its support for creatives in 2026.
We will look at the things that we are doing and the things that we can scale for impact. Not just to put on the agenda a myriad of small things and more activities, but to be able to make sure that we deliver big impact for you in those areas that are critical, in the areas of the creative sector. We have challenged ourselves to ask, how can we make sure that the creatives earn and earn more and earn better and earn in a more sustainable way?
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with the Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Sagicor is moving to unify its Caribbean operations under a single publicly listed holding company in a major step aimed at strengthening its regional presence and competitiveness. The announcement comes as Sagicor Life Incorporated confirmed that its parent company, Sagicor Financial Company Limited, has entered into an agreement with Sagicor Group Jamaica to merge the two entities under one Caribbean holding structure to be known as Sagicor Group Caribbean. Speaking during a news conference, President and CEO of Sagicor Financial Company Limited, Andre Mousseau, described the move as a significant evolution for the company and the region.
Combining Sagicor's Caribbean operations under a single new publicly listed holding company is a significant and positive evolution for Sagicor's customers, for our policyholders, our shareholders, and indeed for the regional strength of the Caribbean. As the parent company of both Sagicor Group Jamaica and Sagicor Life Inc., SFC is committed to building a stronger, more nimble, and competitive organization across the region. Now, rapidly changing technologies are creating opportunities to radically transform the ways in which we do business, and at the same time, they're accelerating our customers' expectations as well. To continue leading, we have to simplify how we operate, work together, and take advantage of the best of our talent to make it happen.
Mr. Mousseau noted business operations would not change despite the merge.
The way we do business today, we'll continue to do business tomorrow. The people you speak to in the offices, the advisors and agents that you speak to will be the same. There's no change to any ways that we do business at present. The future really is how we take this consolidated organization and use the opportunities for scale to transform the way we do business in the future. Digital technology is here. And how do we continue to do business in the future, improving the interface between our customers and ourselves, supporting our team members with information that will be readily available at their fingertips to serve our customers.
That's President and CEO of Sagicor Financial Company Limited, Andre Mouzeau. And finally, the International Monetary Fund says that Haiti continues to face exceptional challenges amid a deteriorating security environment and institutional fragility. It said gang violence has intensified, undermining state authority and disrupting economic activity. Uncertainty persists over the political transition and the feasibility of holding general elections in 2026. The United Nations Security Council's authorization to deploy a new gang suppression force and the establishment of a United Nations support office for Haiti mark a potential turning point for the country, though security gains will take time to materialize and will require international support. Recapping the headlines, 3 men arrested and charged in connection with a number of serious offenses. Prime Minister Mia Motley issues a stern warning against pay delays in the public service. Minister with the responsibility for culture provides a progress report on the recovery of archival material lost to fire, and the IMF says Haiti continues to struggle as security conditions worsen. That was the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Graeme Vaughan. Good morning. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.